go.
Are you familiar with this sound?
Of course they are.
Oh, there's some great text messaging coming in this morning. First message says, BFM's going off this morning. And as soon as I started playing this, someone said, I don't know why, but I've got a sudden urge to get the bong out. If you are a BFM listener, or in fact a listener to local music at all, you'll know that Church and AP are phenomenons. I'd probably pack and blast off the Bora Bora, do some now, Church, I spoke to you a wee while ago. How long ago was
maybe,
that?
Maybe in May.
Maybe in May, yeah. But then, and you came in to sort of talk about a community project you're involved in.
Yeah.
Where were you, AP, at the time?
I have no idea.
In another community, obviously. Yeah. it was all taken off then, and it's been a meteoric rise since then for Church and AP. Hi guys, thanks for coming into the studio.
Hey, thanks for having us, essentially.
The holidays still. We don't have a news team, but we've got you in here, and thanks for coming in. That's nice. Thanks for the effort.
Anytime.
Cheers. So, up to?
Well, you know, 2018 was a pretty incredible year. You know, we achieved all of our goals, including number one on the BFM top 10, you know what it is.
We're two from here, you know.
So. Yeah, we.
Hey, no, but you did though. Wait, that's like for people who don't know about you guys, how old are you?
18 and 19 now.
Now, yeah. Well, that'll keep changing too. Watch. Yeah.
Oh man, apparently it does.
But you're just about to go and do a tour, which we'll talk about in a second. Mm-hmm. But you're writing such good tunes, man. You're writing such good tunes. When my first show back, my first song I played actually when I got back was Ready or Not, because it was the song on New Year's Eve for where I was.
Mm.
And congratulations for that. Congratulations for all this stuff. It must be satisfying, you know, to be in a position where you can come on BFM when you're 18 and 19 and say we're about to go and do a tour.
Yeah.
You know, with that big,
100%.
That big hit song that everyone's talking about.
I think it's important that
I don't want to be ageist, by the way. It's just impressive.
I've stopped thinking about the age, but then it is also like to a lot of people it's like that selling point or whatever, so I have no problem with it.
Is it sort of like what makes you guys different, do you think? That's a really boring question, but at the same time it's really interesting if you can get a good answer. He's throwing the ball back in your court. What do you think is different about where you guys have come from and the way you guys are doing it? Because I thought it was really cool when I first interviewed you about what you were doing and how, you know, because were you still in your school uniform when you came up here?
Yeah. I went to school straight after.
You see, good on you. But you know what I mean? It's like, that's the tunes you're making are so fresh and so, and of such distinction and sophistication, I think.
Yeah.
You know? So obviously it's come from a good place. Tell us about where you've come from.
I think it's important to note that where we're at in our generation, we're kind of some of the first people to have like immediate access to the internet.
Yeah.
And so we're open to this like vast range of different sounds and different types of pop culture and things like that. And so it's kind of just molded our aesthetic and our sound. In ways that wouldn't have happened, say, you know, 5-10 years ago.
But I mean, it could have been a negative thing as well. You could just be, you know, copying the first thing you heard on there and just 100%, busting it out and sounding rubbish. But you're not, you know, it's like, firstly, how did you guys even meet each other?
We met at school, like, because first day of school.
Yeah, first day of school.
And then we came together through the music. We just started making music together through
What was the first approach? Just a slight passing in the halls battle or something like that.
I dropped the song on SoundCloud and then Elijah hit me up and he's like, "Yo, we got to do a remix." And then that became
that's my mate from school. Yeah, we'll do a remix. That's excellent.
It was like AP featuring Church Leon, and then from that it became Church and AP.
Yeah. So just think, that's a guy from school. I'm gonna do that with him. That's so cool.
Then we recorded that at a community center, and we were at community centers like for a couple of years, just making music.
That's awesome. And what about the music itself? Where's that all sort of? Who's the driver there, or do you both do it, or do you sort of work with other people?
So we have like a core team of about five people that
core team.
So the two of us that rap, and then like three core producers, and that's under our collective YKK, and we kind of just work and make music organically. A lot of the time, we're just like sitting, like playing Fortnite or something. But you know, every so often we'll make a song like Ready or Not, and then we'll sit on it for months.
Just reap the benefits, eh? We're talking yesterday, and Tess sort of mentioned that you guys were sort of that you're sort of a project that. Your proteges of Mellow Downs, you know, like,
and yeah, 100%.
And Tom from Avondale, and
yeah,
and,
that's all,
and
that
Homer, and all that, those guys all sort of you've been working with them. But how when you've got a mentor prodigy situation like that, I mean, you guys obviously respect them. How does that work for you guys? How do you sort of what have you learned from them, and how do they sort of, how are they involved in sort of giving you guys hints on what to do, and sort of where to go next?
It's that whole community center thing. So they used to mentor
it's
us.
Cool.
There used to be a program that started a couple of years ago where...
isn't that what we talked about when you...
Yeah,
yeah. That's right. I knew about that. Yeah, I remember that.
So, and then that's where we met Mello and Tom and a bunch of other people. I and Will, who was like our main mentor, they kind of just showed us the ropes of how to make music and... What the music industry is like in New Zealand.
Good on them for being in the position
100%
for you guys to utilize as well. Eh? That's really cool that they did that. Yeah.
So that's something that a lot of people still aren't aware of, but that's our origins, and that kind of leads back to the tour and why we wanted to do what we're doing now,
which is the Communities Tour, which begins at on January 16th, which is not really far away at all. Jesus,
five more days.
Next week.
Going to the big centres.
Yeah.
This is what I think. This is really interesting. So Church and AP's 2019 the Communities Tour starts off at the Te Ahu Centre in Kaitaia.
Damn right.
Beautiful Kaitaia. Have you been to Kaitaia District before? Beautiful up there in Northland.
Maybe a couple of times.
Yep. Driven through.
and then
from there you go to the Turner Centre in Kerikeri.
Yes.
Tonight at the Turner Centre.
Very
then the
exciting.
Carmo Hall in Whangarei. Lighthouse Function Centre, Tess. In Dargaville.
In Dargs.
Home of the Muddy River. And then you just thunder down to Whakatane there to the Little Theatre. And then to the War Memorial Hall in Gisborne, the Clive Rugby Club in Hastings, the Rotary House in Taupo, and what's the Auckland one? You wrote it down for me.
That's at the Tuning Fork.
Oh, the Tuning Fork, which isn't so community-based, but it's still in Auckland.
It's Auckland.
Yeah, but it's not you know? Like a little theatre in Whakatane, So what's the deal with that? Those are little, they're all ages shows, which is so cool.
Yes. So we wanted to make sure that we're doing our part and giving back as best we can. In our current situation and our current platform. So these tours are just like, for us they're important because we're going into places that might not get a big hip-hop show or just...
Or a show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Man, they're going to be stoked. They're getting the hottest, you know, the hottest hip-hop groups in the country. Playing at the Little Theatre in Whakatane, you know,
thank you, and you're welcome.
Yeah, but that's cool, man. That'll make their year, you know. And
We're hoping that it does impact some people, and there are fans out there that want to come and support us and just support the local music scene. I think this is important in making sure that the music scene progresses, that we're not focused on just Auckland, or we're not focused on just Wellington and these major cities,
or just your own wallets.
Exactly. And we're not just trying to get out.
That's really cool, though. So I was just thinking, I'm thinking of, you know, that if you guys do this tour and you meet some young artists at the same time, then you get to do what Tom and Mellow Downs did for you, and you get to pay it forward, for want of a better term. But I mean, that's what it's about, isn't it? Surely, you know, that's I think it's really
100%.
It's a cool idea, man. So it's all ages for all those shows, and like I say, most of them wouldn't have had a show. When's the last hip hop band went to Hastings? And what do you, who do you tour with? Is it just you two, or is it just you two and some gizmos, or
so? We might bring a few special guests in
few
different
sneaky
cities.
Little guests.
And then we have some homies in various parts of New Zealand that'll be there that will get to open for us and stuff like that. So yeah, it'll be exciting.
It's you guys are at a really interesting point in your career.
Mm-hmm.
That do you sort of how careful are you to make sure that you don't because when you've got a song that blows up on this year, then the next pressure is to do another one and another one and another one and be the baddest hip hop band in the country or baddest band in the country, you know, that is it. What's the plan? How do you keep yourselves in check? How do you not just sit there and just the wank plan, off on Twitter every night?
The plan is to have a plan.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't have a plan. We have a plan. And we follow through with it, and that's kind of our whole thing.
I'm just not quite sure if the words sensible and hip-hop go together.
I think they do.
Yeah, I think they do too, but I mean, that's what's interesting. That's what's interesting talking to you guys, because you both look very, very focused about this.
Yeah, I mean, that's how you just treat it, like it's any other business, like you're opening a sandwich shop.
But people don't with hip-hop. There's a thing though, eh? It's a little different sandwich shop, I guess.
Well, you're still cooking up.
Yeah, and it still goes off if you leave it long.
I guess so. We're not trying to burn anything.
BFM's going off this morning, by the way. It says on the text message. You see that there? Huge props to these going fellas, creative and confident beyond their years. I was a shambling fool at that age.
Oh, thank you.
I was. This is the thing. You're not pretending to be that age, are you?
No.
Just check in to make sure of that. But you know, me, that's essentially hip hop does have this thing of reckless. I guess it is an alternative type of music initially, you know, when it started. And there is a school of thought which should just be, yeah, fuck this.
Yeah, it is definitely stigmatized.
Mumble, Lil Wayne. Wah, yeah. But it's really good when it's done well, man. It's you guys are doing a great job of it.
Thank you.
And all we need from you is just badass performances and awesome tunes. So that's our requirements. What do you need from us?
We need you to go see our tour. Yep. Come to
anywhere. Which one should we go to, Jess? Which one should we go to? I'm not going to drive to Gizmo.
Drive with us.
You're a good band, but come on.
Yeah. We'll start a church and AP convoy. Just follow our van and see us every single city that you can, please.
How badly do you want to go overseas?
Ish, like, obviously everybody wants international success, but it's not something that's like, I can't die without international success. It'd be cool for
not
some.
Not emailing Lord about sort of.
No. definitely not. But Lord, if you want my email, it's churchxleon@gmail.com. I think, you know, we'd always be excited to do things internationally, but part of why we make music, part of why we're doing this tour is because we care about our country and we care about the local sound.
Oh, stop being so cool. Yeah, okay, right. So it's not all hype, and they are awesome. And Church and AP are playing the Communities Tour, January 16th at Te Ahu Centre in Kaitaia, January 17th the Turner Centre in Kerikeri, January 18th Kamo Hall, Whangarei, 19th the Lighthouse Function Centre in Dargaville, then once again the Lighthouse Function Centre in Dargaville. I'm wondering what functions will be prior to your show and then post your show at the Lighthouse Function Centre in Dargaville. Who knows?
Probably Irish dancing.
Who knows?
you know, a communion maybe.
Yeah. Little Theatre in Whangarei on the 23rd of January, 24th of January, War Memorial Hall in Gisborne, 25th of January at the Clive Rugby Club in Hastings, 26th at the Rotary House in Taupo, and then by the 27th, you'll be
back home.
Big home, I've been doing a tour like that with no voices. Look after yourselves when you're on tour.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying. Even though it's sunshine, summertime, and that, you know, don't go to bed with wet hair. That's all I'm saying. You catch cold like Tess just did before.
That's also just the first leg for people in the South Island. So,
we're coming.
Yeah, that's kind of cool too. If you do the loyal ones, then you can do heaps of them. Hey.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. So on 27th of January at the Tuning Fork, if you want tickets to the show, you'll probably want to do that now. Actually, like now before 9, maybe even. Just to get that done, I think you want to
get
that done.
They're selling, guys. They're selling. So,
and plus, if you miss out, then you're the one that missed out. You know. And so, tickets from Ticketmaster, Church and AP. Thank you so much for coming in to see us. Everyone's sort of relaxed at the moment, holidays, but you guys made the effort. I really appreciate it, and I can't wait to see what the year holds for you both. Cheers for coming into breakfast.
I can't even wait to see what the day holds. I'm not up this early.
Well, start off the way you mean to carry on with this tune. This is Church AP's Ready or Not. And this is how, where's this going to be played all over the world now, eh? This is like, yeah. Like and there we are. And there's a little bit of woohoo on the faces of two confident young New Zealanders. Yeah, this song's fucking ripping, by the way.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. It is 14 minutes to 9 on BFM Breakfast. Mikey, have it with you till 10 on BFM, you know.
Like an AP, put work in the rhyme, no lazy. Lifted like I'm trying to lose kgs. Get to the bone, I'm crazy. Hey, they ticked off like I owed them. Piss off, you a modem with the signals you be throwing. Your connections in the soil mud. Lagging, bruv. I've been to Carib with Daz and Dula. Packing the grass for Moolah. Puff on the gas for Puma.
Why they keep hating a little on me? Mister, I always say I'm 17. Mister was made to sit in limousine. Holiday cut me a whip, but I mean, that's only if my money long like Cinebee, Michelin energy, I am a star. Rapping for you is a shot in the dark. Rapping for me is just proof that I'm on. Savvy on blanc, I stole that shit and I gave it to mom. Mad at me, huh? Better get used to it, boy, I ain't done. Savvy on blanc, I stole that shit and I gave it to mom. Mad at me, huh? Better get used to it, boy, I ain't done.
So we don't show no love. Chillin' by the pool, yeah, we go all out. We don't want no problems, but we ready to go. If I get the call, I tell him say no more. Walk it, acting cool, so we don't show no love. Chillin' by the pool, yeah, we go all out. We don't want no problems, but we ready to go.
We stay ready.
Testimony been real since the bank was lonely. Been here trying to get the money. If you want a bit of, take it from me.
Might keep it on me, might keep it on me.
No holes in my testimony. Been real since the bank was lonely. Been here trying to get the money. If you want a bit of, take it from me.
Might keep it on me, might keep it on me.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Sunny the grip.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We ready to run. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Sunny the grip.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We ready to.
If I get the call, I tell him say no more. Walk it, acting cool, so we don't show no love.